Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. To us as believers, the Bible really is the most important thing, God's precious word to us, without which we could not be saved. The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But what if someone asks you what the Bible is about? What if an unbeliever, a family member, a friend, or a stranger finds out that you're a Christian, finds out that you read the Bible, and hopefully you are reading your Bible. Hopefully we all are more and more, especially in these days. But what if someone asks you, well, what is the Bible about? How would you answer that question? What is the best way to answer that question? How can we, in one sentence, summarize Scripture? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because the best way to summarize what the Bible is about is this. The Bible is the story of the total depravity of man and the sovereign grace of God. That is what the Bible is about. First of all, the total depravity of man. When you read the Bible, quite literally, on almost every page, you are hit with how sinful man is. Which includes you and I. We are hit with our own sin on almost every page. We realize what wretches we truly are, as the great hymn says. One story after another, one great sinner after another, one horrible sin after another. And then we read these things and we look at our own lives and our own hearts and we quickly realize we are no better. And from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, we see sin. Of course, Genesis 3 is when sin starts. But we see sin throughout the entire Bible. We see the fact that without God, we are totally depraved, totally lost in our sin, destined for a lake of fire, deserving of that, because sin is rebellion against God, rebellion against a holy, holy, holy God. And we're total sinners, totally lost and depraved. And we see that. And yet, what we also see, quite literally on every single page, is the sovereign grace of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our God really does reign. Our God really is in control of all things. He is sovereign over all things. And he is gracious. He is so gracious, so good, so merciful, so kind. The very fact that he is willing to save, to redeem totally depraved sinners speaks to the grace and mercy of our God. The fact that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, God himself, God come in the flesh to save us from our sin, to die the worst possible death, not only physically, but even more so spiritually, to bear sin for us. So that if we would repent of our sin and follow him, we could have eternal life forever and ever with our Lord, with him and his mercy and grace. Our God is so good, so sovereign, so gracious, so kind. It is truly amazing. And that really is the gospel in a nutshell, the total depravity of man versus the sovereign grace of God. As men, we are lost, we are sinners, we are wretches, we are depraved, and yet God, though willing to judge, and he absolutely will judge those who remain in rebellion against him, yet that same God is more than willing to save and forgive and redeem as well. Praise God for that. So next time someone asks you, what is the Bible about? You tell them, the Bible is the story of my depravity, yet God's sovereign grace. The Bible is the story of the total depravity of man and the sovereign grace of God. Amen and amen. And I've been Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York. Your pastor for the day.